What is going on, crypto family? So today we're going to bring Jonathan DeCarteret, the CEO of Index Capital, on. We're going to hear about his past successes, how he got into crypto, what he's doing for qualified people and making the masternode space more accessible, how he got into fencing, and a bunch more. I had a great time hearing his story. I hope you do as well. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is a co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, let's go check out Jonathan, and I'll catch you on the other side. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Jonathan DeCarteret, the CEO of Index Capital, with us. So I'm excited to have him here, and he can tell us all about the cool stuff he's doing with masternodes. But before we do that, I always like to find out more about the people behind the project, you know, themselves. So, you know, thanks a bunch for coming on, man. Why don't you just kind of like in a nutshell tell us, you know, who you are, what you do, all that kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, sure. Well, listen, first of all, thank you for having us on your show. It's a real privilege to be here. My name is Jonathan. I'm the CEO of Index. The best way to describe our business is we're a tokenized masternode fund. So people just need to
Let's start off more about you, man. Let's find out about you a little bit. So where are you from? What's kind of your experience in tech? How'd you kind of, you know, get into blockchain? What do you do for, you know, for fun, for hobbies, all that kind of cool stuff?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So my name is Jonathan. I read artificial intelligence and psychology at the University of Nottingham. And I grew up in a little island called Jersey, which is halfway in between England and France, but have spent the last 20 years living in London. And I spent my whole time here, basically building up little small businesses into bigger businesses and then making an exit from those and then think about the next idea and moving on. Some successful, some didn't kind of work out. My most successful one was a portfolio company called Switch, which I grew to the 60th fastest growing company in the UK. And that was just this really thrilling journey of just this high growth business and trying to keep pace of the expansion. And I think that's kind of put me in a really good position for some of the other businesses that I've started. And I can tell you the exact date that I fell in love with crypto. And it was New Year's Eve 2012, when a dear, dear friend of mine sat me down in the corner of a pub in this really quaint part of England called the Cotswolds, like something out of the Shire. And we're in this little pub, and she kind of got me into the corner and then just proceeded for the whole evening to explain this thing that she'd been looking at called crypto and Bitcoin and blockchain. And I was hooked. And I remember the next day, you know, kind of clearing my hangover on New Year's Day and starting to deep dive into, you know, the kind of Austrian economics and the encryption and, you know, the whole history behind Satoshi, and was just absolutely fascinated. And it kind of wasn't a big leap then to start thinking about investing in crypto.
To make that switch.
Yeah. And you know what crypto is like? It's like a rabbit hole. When you go down it, it kind of takes you on a real interesting journey, and it's technical, but it's egalitarian, and it's economic, and it's philosophical, and it just covers every area of life. And, you know, I was saying the other day to my business partner, there will be no other career for me now apart from blockchain. That will be it now until I retire.
Awesome, man. So you made the proverbial switch. I love it, man. So, you know, what excites you the most about blockchain and crypto right now? I mean, obviously you're doing some cool things in the space, but what do you think one of the biggest use cases for it is?
Wow, I mean, there's just so many, aren't there? That's the thing. It's like a kid in the playground playing with this toy that we don't quite understand yet. And it's something really exciting and privileged about being in the industry that knows it's at the beginning. You know, we're 10 years in, right? No one's got more than 10 years experience in this business. That's what I always remind myself. And, you know, we're at that kind of early stage where we're working out the kind of protocol layers, the infrastructure layers, so that we can build on those and build more complicated and far-reaching projects. And where it's all leading, you know, it's anyone's guess. I mean, I'm quite a kind of, you know, kind of a conceptual believer in blockchain. And so I feel that its end game is where it's looking after things like the running of state and government, and where all those kind of trustless functions are exercised and executed in a much quicker, efficient mechanism. When you then throw in AI on top of that, then the whole thing just flies at another pace. So, you know, maybe I'm limited by my imagination, but that's as far as I've been able to take it conceptually.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, when you look at the internet when it first came out, you know, to just its early use adoption of just like email, you know, who would have thought that it would have, you know, progressed into something that people just can't live without, from their social media to Netflix to their finances to running their businesses off of it, you know. So it's anybody's guess, you know, how far, you know, blockchain's actually going to go. And like you said, when you throw AI into the mix, God only knows, man. But this is definitely the beginning. This is definitely the beginning.
Yeah.
So what you're doing now with it, man, so maybe, you know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, Index Capital and, you know, how you guys are using blockchain and crypto and all that kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, sure. Well, about 2 years ago, my business partner and I, we were very active investors and speculators in crypto and ICOs and, you know, kind of doing, sharing a lot of information with each other and making a lot of purchases and doing very well. I think we started to become quite exhausted by the always-on 24/7 nature of the crypto markets and just the savage volatility that it has. And, you know, I was there at 3 o'clock in the morning checking my portfolio account and, you know, just becoming more and more fatigued by trying to kind of keep up with it. And so we sat down one day and we kind of tried to sit back as investors and say, well, is there a better way we can take exposure to this lucrative asset? Right? Is there something that can give us maybe a passive income, something which is maybe kind of a little bit more indexed so we don't constantly have to try to find them and pick the winner? And so we went on a deep dive search and we stumbled across these asset classes called masternodes, which today hopefully people are familiar with, but back then it was pretty early. There were just a few hundred individual masternodes online. We quickly identified these things as brilliant investments, because once you've set one up and it's synced to the chain and you've collateralized the wallet, then it just acts like a cash machine, just pumping out money 24/7, and they're really passive and easy. And we took the decision at that point that we wanted to get involved with these masternodes, and we immediately ran into three problems when you try to do that. I mean, the first one is they are a little bit technical to set up. You know, you kind of need a working knowledge of Linux. You need to be able to set it up on a VPN server. You've got to update the wallets. They get a bit kind of technical, depending on which project you're going with. The second issue was analytical. You know, which masternode do you back and invest? Because we could see the market exploding, and trying to kind of work out the best one to get your best return was going to be quite tricky. And then the final thing is we realized if you're going to take a diversified approach and spread your money across a number of different masternodes, well, then it's expensive because you've got to stump up the stake that collateralizes the masternode. We took the decision there and then that we were going to build an enterprise level business that was going to make it really easy for other people to take access and exposure into masternodes. And so that's what we've been doing for the last 2 years, Index. The Index token is what we think is the elegant product of all that hard work. About 2 years ago, we raised just shy of $1 million, and we raised a team of DevOps and SecOps and portfolio structurers and analysts, blockchain coders, and a whole raft of regulatory lawyers to kind of work out how we were going to do this thing. And what we have now is the Index token, which people can buy. Underneath that token, there is an algorithm which scans the market of all the masternodes in existence, which there are just over 250,000 individual masternodes online. And it makes an assessment of the best ones to hold in the portfolio. We then have a technology platform which spins up those masternodes very, very quickly at scale. We then collateralize the wallets with the money from our from the Index STO. And then we start scooping up the rewards. And each quarter, we take a snapshot of who owns the Index token, and then we distribute to them a dividend each quarter. And at the moment, we're forecasting a 44% return.
That's pretty incredible. So basically, you took all the hard work out of setting up masternodes, and just by holding one token, they'll be entitled to the rewards that all your hard work, you know, has done, right? All the setup of nodes, you guys finding out which ones are the most profitable, you guys then pay out the rewards in these tokens, right? Not the tokens of the masternode, but your own token.
Yeah, well, we made it as easy as possible. You know, we've been very investor kind of centric. So if you own the index token, you go to the dashboard and you log in. You can see how many tokens you own, what dividends you're going to get, when that dividend date is going to be. And then you can choose which currency you want to receive it in. So at the moment, we're offering Ethereum and Bitcoin and a couple of stable coins. Later in the year, we want to be able to pay you the dividend in fiat, in either dollars, pounds, or euros. So we're trying to just make the whole thing as frictionless and as easy for our token holders.
Sounds pretty incredible. So who's this open to?
At the moment, we're opening up the token sale for June is just open up to institutional investors with a minimum of $100,000. But come July the 1st, we open the sale up more publicly. This is predominantly aimed at high net worths because we are a regulatory compliant STO and we have to do that. We don't want to. We want to open this up to retail, but the regulators have a say in that. But we are allowed to offer this to a number of retail investors per country. So the first people that get in will be able to own the token quickly.
Nice, man. Very, very cool. And then about yourself a little bit, you know, so you've been in the space since around 2012. You got bit by the old Bitcoin bug, made the switch. So are you currently investing right now yourself, or you got all your eggs, you know, in basically the index, you know, basket, so to speak?
Do you know what? It's only recently my business partner and I have started to kind of lift our head up from index and start to, you know, look at some of the other opportunities that are out there because, you know, we've just been tunnel focused over the last 2 years. But it's really nice seeing the crypto market starting to bounce back a bit and seeing a bit more investor appetite come back into the market and Bitcoin leading the way forward as it always does. Because we did not enjoy the crypto winter one little bit, the index. It was tough times.
I bet. Yeah, it's been tough for everybody. And seeing the charts, seeing the green start to come back, you start to see, you know, more life coming back into the market, more people, more excitement, all that kind of stuff. It's funny how money does that, right?
Yeah. So, and what I realized is no one could call the market. Even Novogratz, you know, back in October, I think, kind of called the bottom of the market. And then yet another trapdoor opened and it just sank again. So, you know, no one's an expert in this.
No, nobody knows. But one of the things people do know is if they make outlandish predictions, they get their name in the press a lot. And so that's good for them, right? So look at McAfee, right? Novogratz. Nobody said they were right, but people know their name and their predictions. So
yeah,
awesome, man. So maybe more about yourself, man. So like what's a book that you read growing up that, you know, kind of maybe shaped your life or you feel that's, you know, important, you know, that other people should read as well?
Do you know, one of the books that I really loved, I saw a billboard poster the other day that it's going to be serialized as a kind of George Clooney produced box set. But I loved this book as a kid. It's Joseph Heller's Catch 22, which is just a phenomenally clever piece of writing. And I think the, you know, my personal interpretation of it, it's obviously about a kind of World War II pilot in America. And it's really just about the folly of humanity and, you know, just the absolute ridiculousness that sometimes we fall prey to. And war is a really good example for that. But it's just viciously funny and it's just so clever. And it's one of the best books I've ever read. And they also made a brilliant film out of it as well, which kind of didn't really hit the box office, but it's good to see it making a comeback as well.
We'll have to check it out. And then maybe something about yourself that other people may not know about you. Maybe you got some kind of hidden talent or skill or something like that.
I wish. Well, my wife does ridicule me for trying to practice fencing. I think more because I just look ridiculous in the outfit. But I just love the thought of being a foil in my hand and dueling. And actually, it is incredibly difficult in terms of the footwork and the strategy. You have to kind of really, it's almost like a game of chess, but with swords. So, you know, it's got a real edge to it.
Nice. And maybe what's the craziest thing that you've ever done? You know, something that, you know, maybe you surfed a shark or maybe you jumped out of a plane, you know, without a parachute or something crazy, or maybe you just got into crypto, right?
I think it's probably the latter. Yeah, I'm kind of quite risk averse, really. And I think one thing I've realized, certainly with this business, is I sat down with my business partner and we sat down with our wives and we said, you know, let's just do it. You know, well, how difficult can it be? How hard can it be? And I think what I've realized is this was probably the most outrageous, outlandish and ambitious thing I've ever tried to do in my life. It has just been hit by problem after problem after problem that we've had to kind of solve. But yeah, that's where the rewards of life come in, huh?
Exactly. Like you said, nobody's been in this, you know, longer than 10 years for the most part, right? So there's definitely a learning curve.
So yeah, for sure.
Anyways, yeah, man, you know, it's been great meeting you, hearing about, you know, what you're doing with Masternodes. I know that you got a couple announcements coming out pretty soon. So maybe you want to tell the audience, you know, what you guys are going to be adding to the platform here shortly.
Yeah, sure. So we've kind of cracked that Masternode investment. You know, we've got that technology in place and the algorithm working really well. But we're making a big announcement tomorrow where we've got a press event. And we, from tomorrow, we'll be switching on two other high-yielding crypto assets that we're going to feed into the algorithm. One is just plain staking. So we're just leaving your money in the crypto wallet and generating returns, which is attractive to us because some of the larger cap currencies that are more stable offer staking. And then the other one, which is much more complicated, is we're announcing a strategic partnership with a company called Block Matrix so that we can offer delegated proof of stake, DPoS. So this is the mechanism that, say, EOS and Cosmos and those things work on. And so by having all three of those, staking, masternodes, and DPoS, we've covered all the consensus mechanisms that are currently available. And all you have to do is just hold that index token to get exposure to all three.
Sounds like the trifecta, man. So awesome. Well, we'll make sure to get the link out for people so they can go and check you out. You know, we look forward to, you know, all the future success. Make sure you keep us posted. And I appreciate you coming on, man. So God bless, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Big thanks to Jonathan. Appreciate you coming on and telling us about what you're doing in the Masternode, DPoS, and staking space. Make sure you keep us posted. Let us know how it all comes together.
Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. So, God bless you. Love you. Catch you on the next one.